Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the Women's Initiative of the OU. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and I will be learning with you the Mizmorim composed by Asaf. Asaf composed a total of 12 Mizmorim. The first was Mizmor Nun. This Mizmor, Ayin Vav, is his fifth. He will continue speaking through Mizmor Pei Gimel. Conductor, strike up the band. Well, at least tune the stringed instruments. Lamnatzeach ben Ginot Mizmor LaAsaf Shir. Lamnatzeach, to the conductor. Niginot are stringed instruments, a mizmor for Asaf that is a song. Nodabi Yehuda Elohim, Bisrael Gadol Shemo. God is making himself known in Yehuda and in Israel, setting his tabernacle in Shalem, his dwelling place in Sion. Thus begins Mizmor Ayin Vav, a mizmor shir la'asaf. There are three portions to this mizmor, with the word Selah marking a separation between them. The first section talks about the greatness of God, whose name will be known and who dwells in Sion. The second section talks about God who overpowers the enemies and rescues the humble. In the third section, people praise God for how he has protected them and will continue to protect them, and they promise to offer up korbanot of thanks. The Malbim asks the following question. When will God's kingdom be known and recognized in Yehuda and in Israel, in spite of all of the differences between them? Vayhi v'shalem suko u'me'onato v'tzion. When most people will live in Yerushalayim, the Shalem and our Mizmor, and the Sukkah, the temporary abode of God, will become a ma'on, a permanent structure, that God will never forsake nor uproot. The different names for Yerushalayim suggest different historical events that could be alluded to in this Mizmor. The first in Psukim Gimel and Dalet. Vayhi v'shalem suko u'me'onato v'tzion. In Shalem was the Sukkah, the Beit HaMikdash, the dwelling place was in Sion. Shama Shibar Rishvei Kashet Magen Vecherev Umilchama Sela. In Sion, he did shatter the arrows shot by a bow that was aiming to destroy. He destroyed the shield and the sword, and indeed the battle. The shield was for protection, for defense, and the sword for offense. The Malbim, in his Perush on Tehillim, explains that the words Shalem and Magen in this Pasuk allude to Abraham and his participation in a major geopolitical battle of the four kings versus the five kings. This battle is described in Perek Yudalet and Bereishit, and we are told that Abraham gets involved in order to rescue his nephew Lot, who had been kidnapped. On his way home from the battle, Abraham is greeted by Malki Tzedek, the king of Shalem. Shalem is identified by most of the Mefarshim as Yerushalayim, using the phrase Vayhi v'shalem suko from our Mizmor as proof. Interesting side note, kings associated with the city of Shalem seem to have the name Tzedek, justice, associated with the name, like Malki Tzedek here in Bereishit Yudalet, and Adoni Tzedek, who was a king of Shalem when Yeshua was conquering the land of Israel. The theme of Tzedek runs deep in Yerushalayim, and Yeshayahu continues the connection with the name when he bemoans at Yerushalayim, a place where Tzedek Yalin Ba, a place where righteousness is supposed to reside, is now a place of murderers. End side note. Back to Malki Tzedek and his greeting to Avraham. Malki Tzedek offers Avraham the following blessing. Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Kone Shamayim Va'aretz. Blessed is Avraham to Kel Elyon, the King of Most High, the Creator of Heaven and Earth. Uvaruch Kel Elyon Asher Migen Tzarecha V'yadecha. And blessed is God, King of Most High, whom again has delivered your enemies to your hands. This is the first time in Tanakh that Hashem is officially connected to Yerushalayim. Later, the theme of Shalem, peace, completion, will be combined with Yirah, where it will be seen, since that is where God appeared to Avraham at the time of the Akedah. These two themes create the name Yerushalayim, a city that will be known as a place where God shows himself, a place of righteousness, of completion, of peace. The second event on our timeline is suggested by Rav Yoel ben Nun of Yeshivat Har Etzion. Focusing on the combination of the word Sion with a description of a battle, Rav Yoel suggests that our Mizmor is alluding to a time when David HaMelech captures the city of Yerushalayim from the hands of the Yevusi, and he builds a fortress there and calls it Sion. Shama Shibar Rishvei Kashet, you, God, broke the arrows, implied that these were the arrows of the Yevusim. Magen vecherev umilchama sela, the swords and shields of the Plishtim, whom David fought immediately after. Ishtolelu abirei lev namushnatam velomatsu kol anshei chayil yadehem. Their enemies, haughty, fell into a trance and didn't see the attack. They were taken by surprise. The city Yerushalayim was built on land contributed by two of the Shvatim tribes. The southern half of the city was built on land of Shevet Yehuda. This portion of the land was conquered during the time of Yehoshua. That would be the Ir David of today. The northern half of the city was built on land of Shevet Binyamin. It was owned by the Yevusi, one of the strongest of the seven nations who lived in Canaan. It was not conquered until the time of David HaMelech, when David had already been king for 7 years. When David conquered the northern half of Yerushalayim, he combined the land with the southern portion to form one city. He established Yerushalayim as the capital by moving his official residence there. Until now, he had lived in Hebron. He also established Yerushalayim as the religious center, bringing the Aron and the rest of the Mishkan to Yerushalayim. So far, we have two major events in the history of Yerushalayim alluded to in our Mizmor. The first mention of Yerushalayim in Tanakh, where we see that the city is associated with tzedek, justice, and when it became the religious and national center in the time of David HaMelech. Another event that is alluded to in this Mizmor is one that will occur in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the king of Malchut Yehuda, the southern kingdom of Israel. During the reign of Chizkiyahu, roughly 700 before the Common Era, Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, comes to attack the northern kingdom of Israel. Sancheriv works his way south, and he conquers the city of Yafo, the city of Ashkelon, the city of Ekron. He attacks Lachish, which is around 25 miles from Yerushalayim. He continues to Yerushalayim, where he lays siege to the city. But in the end, Sancheriv is conquered. Note the language used first by Sefer Melachim. V'lo yoreh sham chetz, v'lo yikadmena magen, v'lo yishpoch aleha solela. Hashem had said to the king of Ashur, you will not enter the city, you will not shoot an arrow, nor will you approach it with a sword, nor will you pour a ramp against it. And listen to the similar words and images used by Asaf, and recall that reshef is another word for an arrow. Shama shibar rishve kashet. God broke the fiery shafts of the bows that were thrown over the walls of the city. Magen vecherev umilchama selah. And destroyed the weapons used to attack Sela. The word Sela, which usually refers to a flourish, maybe a musical one at the end of a section, even sounds like the word Solela, ramps in Melachim. Our Mizmor has a lot of references to nighttime and sleeping. In Pasuk Vav, the men fall into a trance, Namu Shnatam. In Pasuk Zion, the camp was asleep, near Dam Varechav Asus. A further description of the account in Sefer Melachim Bet refers to the battle taking place at night. Vayhi balayla hahu, vayetze malach Hashem vayach b'machane Ashur, 185,000, vayashkimu baboker, vihinei kulam pigarim mitim. It was that very night when the angel of God smote the camp of Ashur, killing 185,000 men. When the rest of the camp woke the next morning, they saw the corpses strewn around the camp. The battle scars Yerushalayim, and the description of Yeshayahu of the city after the battle uses the terms we see in this Mizmor. V'notra v'atzion kesuka v'charem, ki'ir netzura. And the city of Tzion was left like a sukkah, an abandoned hut in a vineyard, like a city besieged. A fourth event hinted to in this Mizmor is based on the phrase or, light. This could be a reference to a future time when people will assemble in Yerushalayim to recognize the greatness of God, of a time in the future, as described by Zechariah at the end of his book, a time when God will come to fight all the enemies, a time when there will be the light of God, a time when God's name will be known to the whole world as Echad. V'haya yom Echad hu yivada laHashem, lo yom v'lo laila, v'haya le'et erev yihyeh or. And it will be known as Hashem's day, neither day nor night, but it will happen towards evening time, that there will be light. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, b'yom ahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad. And God will be crowned king of the whole world, and on this day he will be one, and his name will be one. When are they all coming to Yerushalayim in Zechariah? On the holiday of Sukkot. And how is God known to Bnei Israel? Noda bihuda Elohim, Bisrael Gadol Shemo. God is making himself known in Yudan Yisrael. Vayhi v'shalem suko u'me'onato v'tzion, setting his mishkan in Shalem, his dwelling place in Sion. Asaf is standing in the city of Yerushalayim, perhaps during the holiday of Sukkot, hinting at her long history as a place where Hashem has revealed his name, recalling her identity as a city of tzedek, of righteousness, reminding Bnei Israel of the special connection between Hashem, his people, and the city. A postscript about the phrase Noda Bihuda. It is also the title of a book of responsa literature written by Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, the chief rabbi of Prague during the 18th century. It is named as a tribute to his father, Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda Landau will be known through this book that his son, Rabbi Yechezkel, has written. And since this is a podcast titled Torah Timecha, let me also mention the Tzalach, the acronym for Tzion Lenefesh Chaya, a book of insights, Chidushim into the Gemara, that Rabbi Yechezkel Landau wrote in memory of his mother, Chaya. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.